Hello, everybody. It's Bill, and I'm filing this audio report on the river, drifting down the Mississippi River just outside of Bemidji, Minnesota. It's been a fabulous trip so far. Very challenging the first few days. This day, I think, since the river is wide and open and deep and no obstacles like rocks and logs and beaver dams, I think it should be a good day. So I changed my plans a little bit. Instead of leaving on Friday, I waited till Saturday because a couple of really nice guys are doing the trip. John Winrow and his cousin Jeff Winrow. So I thought, well, there's safety in numbers. Why not team up for a few days? So we did, and it's just been great. So we left the headwaters at Lake Itasca on the first day and paddled 15 miles down to Coffee Pot Landing. That was the hardest day of the trip. That was torture because we ran into sandbars, rocks, fallen logs, beaver dams, every kind of obstacle you could imagine that blocked our passage. And every time that happened, you have to get out of your boat and pull it over these obstacles. And I felt like I was out of the boat more than in. It was really tough, really hard. And a lot of really tall reeds where you can't see where you're going. You don't know where the river is. You feel like you're lost. But we made it, and it was great. And then John's wonderful brother, Aaron, who is the park ranger at Lake Itasca, and his wife, Mary, met us there and brought some food and beer. That was great. Day two, we paddled from Coffee Pot Landing down to Pine Ridge Landing, and that was a really good day. The first day was 15 miles. The second day was 18 miles to Pine Ridge Landing. A really nice day, not as strenuous as the first for sure. And then yesterday we paddled from Pine Point Landing to Lake Bemidji, which is a 23-mile day. So we've been making good progress. It's really been fun. Yesterday there were a few areas where there were logs all under the water that were blocking passage, and it was a little bit like the first day that day, but not that long. And it was a good day getting down to Bemidji, and we got a hotel room at the Hampton Inn, which is cool because I was able to get my first shower and shave, and we ate at a restaurant and had a couple of beers and a hamburger, and I picked up some gear I needed at a mountaineering store. So really, really nice day. When we entered Lake Irving, which is just before Lake Bemidji, both on Lake Irving and Bemidji, it was huge swells and white caps, and it was like the ocean. So that was challenging getting through Lake Irving and Lake Bemidji to get to our stop at the Hampton Inn. But it was a good experience for me to learn how to ride those waves, and the boat just handled everything so great. So today we're on our way. We're going to probably stop and camp at Cass Lake, just before Cass Lake, and it'll be about a 25-mile day. And right now, as I said, the river is wide open, and I'm just sitting here drifting as I'm talking. And no obstacles, no logs, no rocks, nothing so far. There is a portage coming up, and that's going to be tough because I got to get everything out of my boat. I've got at least 200 pounds of gear in here and carry it from one end of the river to the other, portage it along with the boat. So that's going to be a challenge. But we're doing really good, and they've really enjoyed their company. They're really nice people. And so far, so good. I want to give a shout-out to a friend who lives in Costa Mesa who has been an enormous help to me. His name is Mike Budd. He's a 5-star paddler. He's done the Mississippi River, and he really helped me so much, just giving me advice and tips that have come in really handy. So thanks, Mike. And thanks to all of you for following this trip. I hope to get some photos along with this audio posted. If I don't make it on this audio, I'll post them as soon as I get somewhere where I've got good cell service and have a chance to look through my photos. But it's been great. I love all of you, and thanks so much for following this trip and for your thoughts and your prayers. Bye.